Cause instead of one hand, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
Well, it's time for Shrink Wrap with local psychotherapist Robin Grace. This is a weekly community health program sharing insights about emotional and psychological well-being with a focus on communication and relationships. Hi there, Robin.
Hi, Sherry.
And what a nice surprise. First of all, to see you. It's been a while, but
nice
who's
to
this?
See you.
Who is this person?
Oh, I don't know. Growing every minute.
Hey, yeah. This is Charlie. This
looks like somebody I knew that grew up. Hi, Charlie. It's Charlie Henry.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, yeah, so Charlie offered to help us with shrink wrap today because our topic is something that he knows some things about in his experience with children in Haines. So our topic is called comings and goings. Because, you know, I've realized over time that this is a community where there is a lot of movement. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of transitions for families. Mm-hmm. And let's see, we've got on the positive side, we've got seasonal workers coming and going and people who can get vacations. And gosh, I'm really impressed with the amount of people who travel the world here.
Right.
And they take off for months with their families.
Yeah, that's right. They do.
Yep.
Africa.
Yeah. Venture scouts. So yeah. There's a lot. Those are the positive transitions.
Yeah.
And then, of course, people moving for positive reasons as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And then people leave for medical reasons and also because families break up sometimes. So all of us have reactions to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they're varied. And sometimes we're stressed out and tense. And I was thinking that Charlie, being a teenager himself, could maybe shed some light on what happens with kids. What do you think, Charlie?
Well, I think that probably the biggest thing for kids about moving is, like, losing their friends and stuff and having to start a new, like, friend cycle.
Mm.
The cycle of friends and starting a new kind of... But, like... There's, like, some things nowadays, like, they can still keep in touch with them, like,
how?
On Facebook and,
mm-hmm.
or just, like, talking with them on the phone, or, yeah.
Right. Have you experienced that a lot here in Haines with kids in your classes?
Oh, yeah. I have one or two kids move out every year. This year, like, I don't know, somewhere between, like, 4 and 6 kids are moving in my grade,
mm-hmm.
so it's a big move.
And so they come and they go. Do they say anything about their experience?
I think they, at first they're like, oh, I don't want to leave. And then they're like, oh, it's good here, but I want to come back and see you guys. And yeah.
So they still have a connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they want to keep that connection.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what you're saying is when the idea of leaving comes up, losing that connection with your friends is a big time thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, as the adults, Sherry, how can we help the kids and ourselves?
Well, that's a very normal, natural feeling. It's and adults feel the same way, Charlie. You know, when people leave, we miss our friends. But there are friends you'll have. I read a poem one time. It's like friends you have just there, you know, just you have them for a short time in your life. And then there's friends you have for a long time in your life. And you'll keep your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think especially in a small community like this, when you get bonded, you get bonded.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you may not be here physically or even if you're not writing email, I think you can feel the spirit with you.
Yeah.
And then you come back and it's like you are never gone. There's that welcoming that happens. So some of the, well, I think what we're talking about is that transitions and disruptions, that's what leaving, coming and going is about, breaks up routine, our relationships, and ultimately our security. Because when we know what's happening in our lives, we know how to get to the market, the school, we know how to navigate the community. That really makes us feel secure, even if we're not conscious of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when that change happens and we're suddenly in a new place, we're bound to feel insecure. Like you said, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's because your routine and your connections are disrupted, and suddenly you're like, whoa, you may feel like you're on a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. And even before you venture out, you may feel that way, you know, along with the excitement that you have if it's a positive experience you're anticipating. Mm-hmm. So some of the reactions that I was thinking about, aside from loss, which Charlie is talking about, missing friends is kind of like a loss.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, yeah. And so we have loss feelings. We can feel anxious. We can feel some fear of the unknown. Like, are the new kids going to have 4 heads and 8 nostrils, or are they going to be like you? Probably. Then there's lots of things to write about, huh?
Oh, yes.
So we may feel overwhelmed as we plan on taking a leave. We may feel curious and have some interest in exploring the newness of a situation. Mm-hmm. And then also there's the phenomenon, I think, of experiencing the reactions of your friends and neighbors.
Of the new friends and neighbors?
The ones you currently have.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a small town, and just as though as people don't want to disrupt their connections as they leave, you're also disrupting your connection with the people who are staying.
That's true, because we're connected.
Right. And I think people feel that. Mm-hmm. You know, they may feel happy for you, but they also...
On one hand.
Yes. And so what would be on the other hand?
Well, selfishly, they don't want you to, you know, get on with the rest of your life. They want you to stay right here and not change anything. But, you know, you said something about the new people, and mm-hmm. my mind went there, and mm-hmm. that's why I was thinking new friends and neighbors. That's very exciting to think about. And, you know, if you don't want to feel the sadness, I mean, who wants mm-hmm. to feel sad and mopey and down? Mm-hmm. You can balance it by just thinking about, you might meet some very cool new people.
Right, without I'm 8 heads.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you are going to. You know, everywhere we go, think about it. We meet people and...
Right, and that's reassuring. And so, but that mm-hmm. that concept, you know, that the way you're thinking right now, Sherry, comes from security, because sometimes people leave and they really feel, or they're about to make changes, any kind of change. People can be really scared, but when you're more secure, or somebody lends you reassurance, as you just did, that helps us feel secure, and then we can think about the positive. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to switch. Charlie and I were talking about that on the way in. I was saying, well, what can help a kid who's going to miss their friends? And what did you say?
I said that that parents could, like, reassure them that they'll, like, find new friends, and instead of just saying, get over it, toughen up.
Right.
Yeah.
So if your parents accept how you feel and soothe you by saying, you know, I believe in you, essentially, I believe in you, and you'll probably make new friends, that can help you feel positive, like things will work out.
Yeah.
So I think, once again, so much resides in our security and also our ability to communicate. Mm-hmm. It's so important, and you see it come up in this area, because if you, as Charlie said, if somebody blows off his feelings, what can he do at that point? Like, oh, get over it, or oh, you'll be all right, doesn't address.
That's not how he's feeling. Yeah, he wants to be hopeful. He wants some hope.
Right. So to first acknowledge the feeling, like, I know you're sad, but I know you develop and you get over things. Mm-hmm. So you're mirroring the current feeling, and you're also projecting the positive based on the fact that you know that your child or your friends can mm-hmm. achieve things.
Right.
Yeah. So that helps bring security. And also it makes you feel like you're capable. Oh, I'll make new friends. Gee, that person believes in me. My friend here believes in me. So I guess I'm believable. Mm-hmm. Guess I'm together.
And Charlie actually has an advantage, as I see it. Well, I think any kid or a person from Alaska moving somewhere has a huge advantage. I mean, you're a novelty, Charlie, because you can share stories of Alaska and just Alaska lifestyle, and people will be very interested. You're the kid from Alaska.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, people seem to be amazed with Alaskans for mm-hmm. some strange reason. They think we're special species.
Eskimos. We kind of are.
Eskimos. We are. We have a lot to be independent about mm-hmm. and strong. There's a lot of strength here for sure. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about also other things parents can do for themselves and their children when they're moving is use resources like the internet to become familiar with resources in a new place. Like you can actually go on the website of a new school and look at their curriculum, see photos, look. Yeah.
Great idea. What
yeah.
do you think?
I like that. That's yeah. really good. Yeah.
That gives you a sense that you're not just going off into the ozone, yeah. right? You're grounded. Ah, mm-hmm. this is what the world looks like out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, find out about schools and activities and neighborhoods. Really orient yourselves. Mm-hmm. Taking that extra time really helps you, you know, land in a more cushioned, mm-hmm. you know, landing. Yeah. And another thing I think that's I just want to mention, in the case of families that are splitting up, like if one parent leaves or the part of the family leaves, I think it's really important for adults to follow through with their children that they're not leaving with through consistent contacts, through the phone, the mail, email, whatever it is. Because not following through is like one of the worst things, I think, for kids. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Charlie?
I think that's absolutely right. Not following through is a bad thing for just like our problems wouldn't be solved and stuff.
Uh-huh. So what does following through mean to you exactly?
Going with what you said you're going to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Not turning back.
Right.
Yeah.
And maintaining that communication and connection, huh?
Yeah.
And just because a parent doesn't follow through, a kid could take that very personal and their feelings could be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's something they have done, but it's not the kid's fault.
Right.
You know, it's just because an adult doesn't follow through, it's not a kid's fault. They've done nothing wrong.
Right. That's a good point. Because kids often blame themselves
yeah.
when parents don't follow through. But that's an important thing for all adult listeners who have any kind of, you know, family separations, or even if you're going away for a while, really to try to keep a little bit of extra space in your head for your child. And the fact that even if you don't feel that way, that your presence is really important for them.
Mm-hmm.
So to check in is something that, again, lends them security.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of what we need mm-hmm. Is born out of security, you know, our capacity to negotiate and move through the world successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
schedule it. You could say every morning, every Saturday morning at 10, I'm going to call
right.
my child.
Right, because we all work well with scheduling.
Yes.
Yeah. And just again, to emphasize it, talk about it all. Communication mm-hmm. is key in working through this experience of disrupted change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk, mm-hmm. or however that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Walk the talk.
Walk the talk, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so in all of everybody's changes, just stay tuned in. That's my best advice, best
stay
you can.
Stay tuned in.
All right. Well, I guess we'll call it a wrap. Huh?
And be hopeful.
And be hopeful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.
All right, see you next time.
Okay, Robin Grace and Charlie Henry, thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah.
Nice being here.
Thanks. That was Shrink Wrap. With local psychotherapist Robin Grace, and she's heard Monday morning on Sound Waves. You can contact Robin at shrinkwrap.rap@gmail.com. You're listening to KHNS Public Radio in the Upper Lynn Canal.